July 15th, the holy martyr Julita and her son Cyriacus Quiricus. Saint Julita was of noble birth. She was widowed at an early age with her newborn child Cyriacus. She lived in Iconium in the town of Lyconia, and was completely devoted to the faith of Christ. She immediately baptized her son after his birth, and when he was 3 years old, instructed him in the faith, and taught him to pray as much as a child of that age was capable. When Diocletian decreed the persecution of the Christians in the town of Iconium, much innocent blood was shed. Julita took her son and hid from the wrath of the heathen in the city of Seleucid. It was not any better there. Julita was arrested and, as a Christian, was brought before the judge. Since Julita courageously confessed her faith in the Lord Jesus, the judge, in order to make her feel sorrow and cause her to waver, took the child in his arms and began to caress him. Cyriacus cried out loudly, "I am a Christian, release me to my mother." Cyriacus, turning his face away from the judge, began to scratch him with his hands. The judge became so enraged that he hurled the child to the ground and pushed him with his feet. The child slid along the stone stairs and gave up his holy and innocent soul to God. Seeing how Cyriacus suffered before her eyes, Saint Julita was joyful and gave thanks to God because he made her son worthy of the martyr's wreath. After much suffering, Julita was beheaded in the year 304 AD. The relics of Saints Cyriacus and Julita even today are miracle-working. Part of the relics of these saints is to be found in Ohrid, in the hospital chapel of the Holy Birth Giver of God, Saint Vladimir the Great, Prince of Russia. At baptism, Vladimir was called Basil, and was the son of Prince Vyacheslav, and the grandson of Igor and Olga. In the beginning, Vladimir was a total pagan, both in his belief and in his lifestyle. Learning that other faiths exist, he carefully began to inquire as to which of them was the very best. For this reason, he sent emissaries to Constantinople. When the emissaries returned, they informed the prince that they attended a service in the Orthodox Church of the Divine Wisdom, and that they were outside themselves, not knowing whether they were on earth or in heaven. This inspired Vladimir to be baptized and to baptize his people. The main idol, Perun, was removed from the hill of Kiev and hurled into the Dnieper River. After embracing the Christian faith, Vladimir completely changed his life and exerted all of his efforts to correctly fulfill all the rules of this faith. In place of the destroyed idols, Vladimir ordered churches to be built throughout his state, and he built a beautiful church to the All-Holy Mother of God in Kiev. This church was built on the same spot where Saint Theodore and his son, John, earlier suffered martyrdom for Christ, July 12th. With that same irresistible effort with which Vladimir earlier protected idolatry, he now spread Christianity. He found repose in the Lord in the year 1015 AD. Hymn of Praise, Saints Julita and Cyriacus.
The rage of idolatry when it ruled the world, Julita with the child Cyriacus suffered. Two innocent victims, two neo-symbols of the incarnate word, two living witnesses of all earthly riches. More precious is truth. Neither for herself nor for her son did the mother grieve. Over youth, wealth, nor strength did not grieve. Follows in Christ's footsteps without turning back. Who the truth recognizes is born again. To peace and freedom truth leads him. Blessed Julita, the truth sense. When with the cross she was baptized and with the faith illumined, full of God's peace and true freedom. Without screams and fear, she saw her son dead. Without screams and fear, her head she placed under the sword. By a martyr's death, she glorified the truth.
Reflection. Hospitality is respected in other faiths, but Christianity emphasized hospitality as an obligation and responsibility. On the other hand, gratitude for hospitality is no less an obligation and responsibility for Christians. He who learns to be grateful to men for hospitality will know how to be grateful even to God for hospitality. For what are we here on earth except as guests of God? What are angels in heaven except as guests of God? The story is told about Emperor Philip of Macedonia, how he severely punished one of his courtiers for ingratitude. The emperor sent his courtier overseas to fulfill a task for him. The courtier accomplished this task and returned by boat. A tempest destroyed the boat, and the courtier found himself in the waves. Fortunately, it was not too far from the shore. A fisherman saw the man drowning, hurried to his assistance with his small boat, and brought him ashore. After he recovered and rested, the courtier returned to the emperor and related the misfortunate incident about the tempest on the sea. The emperor, wishing to reward the courtier, asked him what does he wish the emperor to give him. The courtier mentioned the fisherman and said to the emperor that he would like most of all if he would grant him the property along the sea belonging to the fisherman. The emperor granted the courtier his wish. When the courtier settled on the estate of his greatest benefactor, the fisherman, then the fisherman in great despair went to the emperor, related all, and complained. He said that he saved the life of the courtier, and now he ousted him from his home. Upon hearing this, the emperor became furious with the ungrateful courtier and ordered that he be branded on his forehead with the words, "Ungrateful guest." Contemplation. To contemplate the miraculous blossoming of Aaron's rod. Numbers chapter 17. How God, in order to quiet the murmuring against Moses and Aaron, ordered that the rods of all the elders of the tribes be placed in the meeting tent. How overnight only the withered rod of Aaron became green and blossomed and brought forth fruit. How even the souls of men, dead to sin, God can enliven. Homily about grace and peace. Grace and peace be multiplied to you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 2. Brethren, grace and peace are multiplied through the knowledge of God, but through the knowledge of creation outside of God, cut off from God, or contrary to God, sorrow and unrest are multiplied. That sorrow and unrest are multiplied among those who investigate things without the knowledge of God. Is this not sufficiently attested to by the multitude of suicides precisely among those who choose as a profession for themselves to study without God, nature, and the life of mankind? Oh, how great a multitude among them are nervous, irritated, embittered, darkened, and hysterical souls who are separated from suicide by only a day or a month. But through the knowledge of God, grace and peace are multiplied. The apostle experienced this personally, and he passed on his precious experience to others. Neither grace nor peace are the gifts of the earth, but rather are the gifts of heaven. God bestows these gifts to those who labor to multiply their knowledge about Him. Brethren, what is the quickest path that leads to the knowledge of God? Without a doubt, it is through Christ Jesus our Lord. He is the one who reveals, and He is the revelation. He is the wise one and the wisdom. He is the teacher and the knowledge. Grace is from Him. Peace is from Him. He who comes to know God through the knowledge of created beings in nature and through the laws of nature, as the heathens do, does nothing wrong, but he progresses along the path in a roundabout manner and proceeds on an indirect path upon which many go astray and are lost. As who comes to the knowledge of God through conscience and a sense of the destiny of men, as the moralists do, does nothing wrong, but he also takes a roundabout and difficult path and can go astray and become lost. However, he who knows God by knowing the Lord Christ is on the shortest and surest path. O Lord Jesus, help us on the path to you and to your Father and the Holy Spirit. To you be glory and thanks always. Amen.